USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is making his initial court appearance on Monday. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and third-degree murder, as well as second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. This as Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is calling for sweeping policing reforms.
This moment of national anguish is being transformed into a movement of national action as Americans from across the country peacefully protest to demand an end to injustice.
The House Speaker did not address any of the violence and looting that took place across the country, including in the Twin Cities, where more than 400 businesses were damaged, which could cost up to $500 million to repair. A memorial service is taking place in Houston for George Floyd, Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those paying their respects. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Reaction now coming in on Capitol Hill as Democrats are hoping to make changes to policing following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, tells Fox News some of the reforms will hurt police.
One of the things she mentioned was the elimination of the qualified immunity for police officers. And what that's going to cause is that's going to cause a flight away from serving in police duty. And what that means ultimately is you're going to ultimately, if this passes the way she described it, you're going to actually see increases in crime rates because police officers, nobody's going to want to be a police officer because you're going to have some immunity problems. Instead of the department taking the immunity, it's going to be the individual, and nobody is going to want to put their lives and their family in that kind of harm's way.
White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says America is better prepared for a second wave of coronavirus if it happens. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as demonstrators across the country demand defunding the police, former NYPD police detective Dan Bongino tells Fox News this is lunacy.
What kind of a message do you think this sends to a murderer or a terrorist or a gang member or a drug dealer slinging crack on the corner of a neighborhood? Now that the police are gone, you think they're going to go to the local social worker? Listen, God bless social workers. As I said this weekend on Fox and Friends, and I mean it, they do great work. They are entirely, completely, 1,000% unprepared to go face-to-face with a murderer or a terrorist and try to use Maslow's hierarchy of needs to talk them out of killing people. Brian, this is complete insanity.
Colin Powell has not voted for a Republican for president since George W. Bush back in 2004, so it came to no shock to many folks, as on CNN's State of the Union, Colin Powell says he'll be supporting former Vice President Joe Biden.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
Powell also says that President Trump has strayed away from the Constitution. He did not provide any specifics, though, as to what he was referring to. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.